Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
Well, that was Listen to the Music by the iconic Doobie Brothers. And that's exactly what we're going to do. I've invited the lovely Rachel Stewart back into the psychotherapist chair. But this time we're going to be talking about the music that has meaning for her. And Rachel, thanks for coming back and doing this Music with Meaning segment with me.
Looking forward to it.
So let's dive in. Tell me what the first piece of music that has meaning for you that you've got for us, Rachel.
I chose the first one because it reminded me of my mother and my childhood, really. Wichita Lineman, Glen Campbell from 1968. And it has a lot of resonance for me.
You said something about you got this out of the Woolworths store. Is that right?
Yes, I was with my mother. It would have been 1971, I'm pretty sure, because the album came out, Glen Campbell's Greatest Hits. And she was really into it. And she said, I'm going to go and buy this LP. So off we went to the Woolworths store, back in the days when Woolworths was actually a, you know, general store. And it was in the main street of Whanganui. And I thought it was a very modern building, lots of glass. And it was a lovely day. And it all seemed good and well with the world. And she bought the album and listened to it endlessly. And I can remember the Wichita Lineman was on the radio a lot. And it just conjured up images of a windswept Kansas plains where I'd never been at that point, but I obviously have since many times, and the isolation of that and the line, I hear you singing in the wire, you know, because on the farm I don't hear all the time the wind going through the power lines outside the house. That was something outside my bedroom that I used to hear. So it all really resonated for me, and it still does, and I love the song. And yeah, my world was about to change after she bought that album, because little did I know that soon we'd be, that my parents would be splitting up and I'd be moving to the US with my mother. So, you know, Kansas was one step closer.
Yeah, and it's a bit of history from before that big disruption to your life that you talked about with us. So yes, let's have a listen to Wichita Lineman. Well, that was Glen Campbell singing Wichita Lineman. Rachel Stewart, moving on now, what's your second track that you've got for us?
I'm a Fleetwood Mac fan to me, they're just the best band that's ever been. I mean, but I chose Albatross because it was the sort of the earlier British incarnation of Fleetwood Mac before they became, you know, what they became in the 70s, which is a whole other California sound. But who cannot be transported by Albatross? It's just the most beautiful piece of music. It reminds me of my three older siblings who were listening to these sounds on the radio all the time because of the age gap between us. I was, you know, listening to Creedence Clearwater Revival and, you know, just you name it, the Seekers, you know. So I clearly picked it up by osmosis living with them, and I find this music very transporting back to that time when we were all one big happy family, I guess.
Wow, what a track. And it's just so spacious, I think is the word. And, you know, the idea of the sound, it's almost like a, you know, it's like a soundscape they create, isn't it? It's really, really beautiful and so relaxing and beautiful, beautiful. I'm sure quite a lot of our listeners are over 50 and they love this program because they often write in and say, oh, that reminded me of this period and this time. And you know, the same with Glen Campbell, you know, listening to the songs that our parents played is also very powerful, I think, for a lot of people. So we're going to listen to Albatross by Fleetwood Mac. Well, that was the beautiful Albatross by Fleetwood Mac. And you're listening to Real People on Reality Check Radio with me, Joe Pives. And we've got the indomitable Rachel Stewart with us, who is sharing her music with meaning. Rachel, what's your third piece of music that you got lined up for us?
Yeah, well, I've moved into 1977, a huge hit for Linda Ronstadt, Blue Bayou. I think written by Roy Orbison, the great Roy Orbison. It's an extremely complex and difficult song to sing, and it would be because Roy Orbison would always sing complex and difficult songs because he had the voice that could do it. But Linda Ronstadt proved that she could too. And the lyrics to the song are just unbelievable. I mean, to this day, I find the song extremely comforting. It's an illustration of metaphorical heaven, I guess, called home, and a version of somewhere we all hope we're going to return to one day. Well, you know, who knows if that's going to happen, but sort of like our mother's arms. Wouldn't that be nice? Peace at last. So if you think these words, and everyone pretty much knows Blue by You is if they're over a certain age, I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou, where the folks are fun and the world is mine on Blue Bayou, where those fishing boats with their sails afloat. If I could only see that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be.
You know, I almost tear up when I hear those words. There's something archetypal about, I mean, that could stand as a poem, you know, and then to have the amazing Linda Ronstadt. I wondered, because of the year of it, Rachel, whether it in any way reminded you of your San Francisco days as well.
Oh, yes, it did. It just reminds me of America, actually. It's a beautiful, Linda Ronstadt was huge. And at that time, it was a big hit. And it does, definitely.
Well, you're in for a treat. Let's listen to Blue Bayou by Linda Ronstadt. Well, that was Blue Bayou by the wonderful Linda Ronstadt, the voice of America in the 70s, eh? And Rachel Stewart, what's your fourth piece and why have you chosen it for us?
Yeah, it took a bit of choosing this one because I didn't think it would be something I would pick, but I decided that if I was going to be reminded of the 80s and reminded of my life at the time, this was a good one, actually. Blue Monday by New Order, 1983. Of course, Blue Monday and New Order were born out of Joy Division, and I was a big Joy Division fan. I mean, people remember Joy Division and Ian Curtis, he killed himself, and Love Will Tear Us Apart. So he was anything but joyous, but of course it was named more, it was a nod to the Nazi party and the Joy Division, which involved prostitutes, I understand. And it came out when I was 21 and it was on the album called Power, Corruption and Lies, which I thought was pretty faultless. Now it's electronica, it's not everybody's thing, but how could you not dance to it? And I thought it was pretty flawless in the sense that it has survived to this day as a piece of music that people still get up and dance to. They love it. It's just got a great sound. It's iconic. And the electronica 80s beat at the time felt so cool, so avant-garde. And it reminds me of my gang of friends and flatmates, mostly who were my friends. And we were all just one big happy family and all the good times we had together going out dancing and just being young and relatively carefree. And it just meant for great times out. So it just reminds me of a good time.
So we're talking about the 1980s. So listeners, you just coif your hair and put on your power shoulder, you know, the shoulder pad jackets and get up and jive to Blue Monday by New Order. Well, that was Blue Monday by New Order. And you're listening to Reality Check Radio. This is Real People. And we've got Rachel Stewart here sharing her music with meaning. And Rachel, what's your next piece that you got lined up for us? And tell us why you chose it.
Yeah, well, this came out when I was 35 and it was a huge hit for The Verve in 1997 called Bittersweet Symphony. It was a massive hit. The lyrics conjure up both the beauty and the difficulty of life in a near perfect symphonic kind of song. I was struggling with depression in my mid-30s, so this sort of really resonated. The lyrics, because it's a bittersweet symphony, that's life, trying to make ends meet, you're a slave to money, then you die. It felt like that's all that life was at the time. And singer Richard Ashcroft repeatedly asks in the song, have you ever been down? He just goes through it and through it. So, yeah, being down is quite boring, being depressed. But this song really reminds me of that time and climbing out of that pit.
Yeah, this is just one of those iconic sounds of a certain period, isn't it? The late 90s. And it really is the... I've got so many associations with this piece of music, Rachel. It just is Well, it's an awesome piece of music and such a symphony. I mean, it's just a symphony, right? It's just a modern symphony. It's beautiful.
It's a near-perfect song, actually, yeah.
I would agree. I would absolutely agree. There's something about it. And actually, I really enjoy, sometimes I've got time just playing it on the YouTube and looking at the video. It's a very powerful video, actually, that they did with the song as well. So listeners, you might want to go and have a look at that as well. But for now, we're just going to listen to The Verve playing Bittersweet Symphony. Well, you probably know what that piece was. And if you don't, you're probably brain dead. But that was Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. Rachel Stewart, tell us what your next music with meaning is and why you've chosen it.
Well, actually, the next piece of music is by London Grammar. Came out in 2013. Now, London Grammar, funnily enough, covered the song you just played, Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve, on one of their albums. I can't remember which one, but it is the best cover I've ever heard. And I would argue that it's an even better version, if I can say that. But it's a fantastic version. Her voice, Hannah Reid, is stupendous. Anyway, this one is Strong by London Grammar, this song. And if people haven't heard of London Grammar, go and find out. The voice on the singer, Hannah Reid, is stupendous. She was opera trained, but ended up in this indie trio. I'm glad she did, because there's something about their music that I've yet to figure out why it means something to me, maybe I don't need to. But if you want to hear a beautiful voice, this is it in a modern context. So this piece of music too just takes me back to a surprisingly happy time in my life when we were living at the beach on the Capri Coast for a couple of years, and I was heavily involved in looking after my niece's kids, so my great-niece and great-nephews, and I got involved because they were working hard and they were in their 30s and they needed help, and I thought, oh, I'll go and help. And it was nothing to me to change a nappy, and before that I'd never thought much about doing that kind of thing, and I just love those kids, and they're growing up steadily now, and they're in, you know, secondary school, close to one of them. Yeah, this is what it reminds me of, and it was playing a lot in the early 2010s, and yeah, London Grammar, I think you'll enjoy it.
You've just been listening to Strong by London Grammar. What a beautiful, beautiful piece of music that was. And Rachel Stewart, this is your seventh and last track. What have you got for us?
Yeah, I'm going right back to 1961. I wasn't even born yet, but getting close, 62 I was born. Patsy Cline, I mean, come on, you can't go past her voice. Katie Lang always said, who's also a great, fantastic singer, that she was the reincarnation of Patsy Cline. She felt, I'm sure she isn't, but who knows? This Patsy Cline has got just an amazing country voice. So Crazy, how can you go past Crazy even? I'm an unapologetic, unabashed, all-in, boots and all country music fan. If you want to know what I go to when I'm down the dumps or stressed or anxious, it's always my default music position. The voices in country music are the best, in my opinion, apart from opera, but that's not where I go to when I'm stressed. Even when you're talking about old dogs and broken down trucks or lost love, country music soothes me. Any country, old, classic, bluegrass, you name it, I'm there. How to pick one song? It was very difficult. It was a toss-up here, but in the end, it was hard to go past the late and great Patsy Cline.
Well, Rachel, thank you so much. For a psychotherapist, a track labelled Crazy is just perfect, I have to say. So I think I'll be coming up with that one again and using that myself.
Yeah, fair enough.
But we're going to listen. Well, we're going to bow out from this time together with Patsy Cline singing Crazy. And once again, I just want to say a big heartfelt thank you for not just for being on this program, but for all that you do and all the truth and the free speech and the desire to make sure that, you know, if we're going to lose this battle, we'll go down fighting, right?
Dead right. Till the end.
Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you, so connect with us today.